Yeah, Rob and Nicole, right now more than 18,000 unaccompanied children are in U.S. custody. And how it's supposed to work is that Customs and Border Patrol agencies are supposed to transfer those children within 72 hours. But right now, the number of children crossing over by themselves and alone is so high that that task is impossible.
This is a humanitarian crisis. It is a national security crisis. And it is a public health crisis.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz toured the Dallas Convention Center today, one of several temporary housing facilities for migrants seeking asylum. He spoke to the media afterwards about what he had seen over the weekend at the Donna facility at the border.
They're not 6 feet apart, and they're not 3 feet apart. They are lying on the floor, there are no beds, side by side, touching each other.
Cruz blaming the Biden administration for the surge in border crossings.
Joe Biden has said essentially the border is open.
When questioned today about the influx of migrants, specifically unaccompanied children, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki outlined the administration's plan to address the problem.
Expediting processing and opening up additional shelters, but also reinstituting policies like the Central American Minors Program to encourage young people to apply in their country and not make that treacherous journey.
President Biden has not given the media access to these detention facilities. As a result, Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar released these new photos to News Nation's Border Report to provide transparency for Americans. He also says another concern is the number of migrant families being released into the U.S. without the proper paperwork. He says this is creating a burden for the communities he represents.
But over 2,000 of them have been released into the United States without a notice to appear. I emphasize, without a notice to appear at an immigration court. They're supposed to appear, show up maybe in 60 days, report to a ICE office.
Instead, they're being given their booking reports. Immigration attorneys say those forms do not specify that migrants must report to customs officials within 3 months. Now thousands of children are being sent to other facilities to reduce overcrowding at the border. Over the weekend, girls between the ages of 13 and 17 were transferred to temporary housing at the San Diego Convention Center. They could remain at the facility until mid-July. And new as of tonight, we can tell you 8 new emergency shelters will be popping up across the Southwest soon, adding more than 15,000 new beds and more than doubling the size of the existing system as it stands now. And according to current policy, any child who is traveling alone is allowed to stay in the country to seek asylum, as are families with children under the age of 7. Reporting live in Hidalgo, Texas tonight, Marky Martin, News Nation.